The Australian share market is set for a softer open on Monday. SPY futures, if they're going to be any guide, fell by around 23 points or around 0.4% at the conclusion of the after-hours session on Saturday morning. So that was at odds with the end that we saw for US markets on Saturday morning, which was by and large reasonably positive. If you take the tech stocks out of the picture, the NASDAQ was the underperformer on the final session of the week. It was down by around 0.5%. For that matter, it tended to underperform for the week. That index shed around 0.33%. A better looking picture as far as the broader US market was concerned for the week. The S&P 500 rose by 0.5%, although on Friday it was largely flat. The Dow was up by almost 2.25% for last week. It finished Friday's session with a gain of around 0.33%. So the news pulse was generally positive when you look at the end of last week. At the weekend, there weren't too many outcomes. The one important one being that a trade delegation from China to Washington cancelled their visit, and that's probably not all that surprising given the latest initiatives out of Washington in relation to raising tariffs on Chinese imports. It does seem as though the Trump administration is wholeheartedly committed to going all in when it comes to that broader picture that they've outlined in terms of applying tariffs on Chinese products. Elsewhere, Europe was a little better. The FTSE was up by around 1.7% and the German DAX rose by almost 1%. Worth pointing out, the Stoxx 50 rose for the 10th consecutive session, which is the longest winning streak since 1997. As far as things to look out for this week, there are a number of important outcomes led by the US Federal Reserve's meeting on interest rates, two-day meeting in the US. But then there are also other numbers in the US, numbers on income and spending. This contains an important measure of inflation that will equally be looked at very closely. A final reading on GDP and US trade numbers, of course, will be seen through the lens of the latest tariffs being applied to Chinese imports. Out of China, we've got Chinese industrial profits and also the Caixin survey of manufacturing activity. This measures smaller organisations and their outcomes over the course of the last period. The Aussie dollar is weaker. It's trading at 72.5 US cents.